going on to the show band phenomena, who do you think it was something that seemed to spring up suddenly, or did it gradually gather momentum?
I would be inclined to think that it came suddenly rather than any other way. One band in Waterford, principally. Well, prior to those, the band from the north of Ireland, the Clipper Carlton, they started doing this kind of thing. One of the necessary things was you had to stand up. And quite a number of bands at that particular time would stand up for some of the night and play these kind of show bandy tunes with guitars. Prior to that era, there were no guitars in bands at all. I only knew one band in Ireland that had a guitar. That was Pat Crowley from Cork here. They had a guy called Joe McGinty played guitar. But no one ever heard it because it was acoustic. So one wouldn't know whether he was playing it or not, really. Yeah, even though I played with him myself, I always had dubious myself because he couldn't hear clearly what he was doing anyway. But no, there were no guitars. When the electric guitar came in, really, that's when the show band thing, and they must happen together almost.
Did you ever meet or know Lonnie Donegan?
Yeah, I did. He came over here with Chris Barber's band first. He started the skiffle thing just about that time. I remember him doing Cumberland Gap in Arcadia. It would have been about... when would that have been? Middle 50s, I'd say, maybe 55, 56.